everybody, and happy Thursday to all you fine folks watching on MILB TV, listening in on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live from rainy Port St. Lucie, Florida, and Clover Park, site of Game 2 of the Florida State League East Division Championship Series. Tonight, the Mets try to win their first playoff series since 2011 and clinch a berth in the Florida State League Championship Series. Big win for the Mets in Game 1 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on Tuesday, beating the Palm Beach Cardinals 6-1. The best game the Mets have played as a team in quite some time. Certainly the best team that this version of the St. Lucie Mets has played. This version being with the drafted players, with the FCL players who have come on late in the season. So the Mets, big win on Wednesday and or Tuesday, and after the Wednesday off day, they are here at Clover Park trying to sweep the series 2-0 for the Palm Beach Cardinals. They won the second half. They dominated the Mets, 15 wins out of their last 19 meetings, but they looked caught off guard, to say the least, against the Mets on Tuesday. Didn't look very well, didn't look good, excuse me, and only got a solo home run from Jimmy Crooks on offense, and their good starting pitcher, Trent Baker. He was pretty good, but he was not as good as the Mets starter, Blade Tidwell, and the relievers, Javier Atencio and Ramon Gomez. So Palm Beach trying to win tonight to force a decisive Game 3 tomorrow. We are going to start at 7:45 tonight. That is about an hour and 35-minute delayed start. It's been bad weather all day long here at Clover Park, and it's going to be bad weather basically through this entire game. We're going to start in the rain and likely end in the rain. You'll see it throughout the broadcast, but it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any worse, and the forecast for tomorrow calls for more rain. So there's no sense in just pushing this till to tomorrow and a doubleheader. Going to get it going tonight. And for the Mets, they don't want to deal with the weather tomorrow. They'd like to get the victory, dispatch the Cardinals, and go on to either Fort Myers or Dunedin. The Cardinals would love to find out what the weather is like tomorrow, because that means they would win this game. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup as we get closer to first pitch for the Mets. It's going to be 19-year-old right-hander Calvin Ziegler, who was the Mets' highest signed draft pick from last season. Ziegler has spent all season with St. Lucie. He's made 16 starts, but they've all been short starts, and he's missed a good portion of the season, about a month and a half in June into August since rejoining the Mets' rotation. It's been a struggle for Ziegler. In his last three starts, he's allowed 11 hits and 9 runs in just 6 1/3 innings with 7 walks and 7 strikeouts. And it appears that the leash will be short for Ziegler. So if he gets in trouble in the first inning, the Mets bullpen might be getting activated quickly. The starting pitcher for the Cardinals is the electric Tink Hentz. He has also made 16 starts this season in the Florida State League for the Cardinals. He only has a 1.38 ERA. His record is 0-1. He doesn't pitch deep into games. He's maxed out at 4 innings this season. In his last 3 starts, including one against the Mets, 4 innings and no runs. So Hentz has been brilliant for Palm Beach all season long, but the 19-year-old, the 20-year-old from Arkansas, just does not go deep into games. So we could be looking at a matchup of bullpens to decide this one. So there are your two starters, two highly touted prospects. Probably are not long for this game. We'll see if they can trade zeros, much like Trent Baker and Blade Tidwell did through 4 innings yesterday. The lineups will begin with the visiting Cardinals. Leading off and playing center field is Victor Scott. Chris Rotondo bats second and plays right. Jimmy Crooks is the DH hitting third. R.J. Yeager bats cleanup. He's at first base. Leonardo Bernal is the catcher hitting fifth. Nathan Church hits sixth. He's in left. Michael Curiale will bat seventh. He's at third. Brody Moore is the second baseman hitting eighth. And Jeremy Rivas bats ninth. He's at short. Now, Gary Kendall's lineup looks a lot different than the one he tossed out on Tuesday. The only batter that stays in the same spot as Victor Scott And only Victor Scott, Brody Moore, and Jeremy Rivas are in the same positions that they were in on Tuesday. So almost wholesale changes for the Cardinals. For the Mets, it's the exact same lineup and defensive alignment. Robbie Robinson has not changed a thing. DeAndre Smith is going to lead off and play second, reached base twice and scored twice on Tuesday. Kevin Parada hits second. He's the catcher. He had a double on Tuesday, an RBI double. Junior Tillian had a huge double Tuesday and sparked a three-run inning. He bats third. He's at short. Chase Estep is the cleanup hitter and third baseman. Carlos Dominguez with a sack fly on Tuesday bats fifth. He's in right. Tanner Murphy hits sixth. He's in center field. Raul Berciarto will bat seventh in DH. Brad Malm picked it nice at first base on Tuesday. We'll try to do the same here tonight. And Kevin Kendall, who started the scoring for the Mets on Tuesday with an RBI triple in the fifth inning, will bat ninth. He is in left field again. So there is your lineup for the St. Lucie Mets. There's an overhead view of Clover Park. It's going to be a scarce crowd tonight. Hard to blame the folks for not coming out. The weather has been ugly all day. That probably kept some people at home. Maybe they're watching on MLB TV or MLB TV tonight. Now look at the four-man umpiring crew with the rain coming down. That is Trey Ward with the earpiece in. He's the home plate umpire calling balls and strikes. We do have the challenge system tonight. Third base umpire Warren Eubanks, second base Sam Carey, and at first base Chad Westlake. Westlake would have plate duties tomorrow if there is a game three. Tuesday, the Mets 6-1 winners, their first playoff win since 2012. Now they're trying for their first playoff series victory and since 2011. In that series in 2011, Mets defeated the Bradenton Marauders. Last time the Mets won a Florida State League championship, 2006, they beat Palm Beach, swept them 2-0 in the first round. Could history be repeating itself 16 years later? The Mets sure hope so. There come the Mets, along with their starter Calvin Ziegler. And we are ready for Caitlin Cassiano and the national anthem. When we come back to Clover Park, first pitch on a rainy night in game two of the Florida State League East Division Championship Series.
Rush and rise up.
And with that, it's go time. Appreciate Caitlin for coming out on a rainy night, along with everybody else who's in attendance at Clover Park. Hopefully those watching at home all cozied up on a mid-September night, getting ready for Florida State League playoff baseball. Mets trying to punch their ticket to the finals. Palm Beach Cardinals trying to force a deciding game three tomorrow. Mets have been the best team in the Florida State League overall this season from game one all the way through the regular season finale, game 129. They showed it on Tuesday with that 6-1 win. And now the Cardinals, who have been the best team in the second half, most of the second half, certainly finished that way, winning 13 out of 18. And they caught flat-footed on Tuesday. They'll look to rebound tonight. Calvin Ziegler, the Mets starter. Mets hoping he can channel what he did in his best start of the season way back on April 29th against Daytona, when he pitched four in a third innings, struck out nine, did not walk any. A one hit, no runs. And it's been a long time since we've seen that. Ziegler, keep an eye on the Mets bullpen and see how long the leash is for Ziegler if he does get in any trouble. A couple of starts ago against Jupiter here at home, his last home start, he could not make it out of the first inning. Gave up four hits and five runs, got two outs. If he starts to struggle like that here in the first inning, he will stick around that long. But here we go, as Victor Scott introduced to the plate. Fifth round pick this year by St. Louis out of University of West Virginia. In the rain, in the box, home put umpire Trey Ward in position, signals for first pitch. And here it comes from Calvin Ziegler. First pitch on the way. It's a ball up and out at 92. And at long last, we are underway. First pitch at 7:48, 77 degrees and raining at Clover Park. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one, as Ziegler goes up and away for ball two. Clearly not ideal conditions for Ziegler starting late and in the rain, as he throws this pitch over the plate, and it's flowing into center field for Tanner Murphy. And he makes the catch. You know, with the way Tanner just stood there frozen, made me wonder if he had maybe lost it in the lights or the rain. And everything will be worth keeping an eye on tonight. Any routine play. Soggy conditions. Infield should be just fine. That tarp got on before it started raining around 1 o'clock this afternoon, as Chris Rotondo digs in. First pitch to him is a fastball high. It's the outfield that could be trouble. It's awfully wet out there. So ground balls to the outfield, going to pick up a lot of water. The ball is going to be heavy. It's going to be slow. Also, the speed of the outfielders figures to take a hit tonight. A strike at the letters. Back-to-back 2-0 counts for Ziegler to start things out. He got a pop out on the third pitch to Scott, and then throws a strike to Rotondo. Change up high at 82, and it's 3-1. Rotondo reached base four times on Tuesday, but no hits. And he takes this one for a strike across the letters, and it's a full count. He reached on an error, was plunked twice, and walked. Payoff pitch coming from Ziegler. And it's ball four high. Now Ziegler has missed up with almost with all of his balls, even the strikes at the top of the zone. So the first walk for Ziegler comes to the second batter, and Jimmy Crooks will bat now. Last time we saw Crooks, he hit a ball that might still be going. Deep into the night, down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, a solo home run in the eighth inning Tuesday, the only run for Palm Beach. He squares to bunt and drops one down. Changeup pushed out of play. Now, walks certainly have been an issue for Ziegler all season. 40 six and two-thirds innings pitched, 35 walks. He's walked at least one batter in every start this year. His last three outings, he's only thrown 48% of his pitches for strikes. Now, can he muster enough strikes to survive this one? There's a strike at the knees. It's a good sign that in his last two pitches he's lowered, and it's 0-2 on Crooks. A couple of close strikes taken by the Cardinals early today. They only used one of their three challenges on Tuesday. And there's Rotondo with the big lead off of first base. Ziegler, 0-2 pitch, and that's hit into center field for a base hit. And the 0-2 pitch. Now Crooks delivers a single, and it sets up first and second for the Cardinals with one out. After the leadoff fly out by Scott, the next two have reached, and R.J. Yeager will come to the plate. Cardinals, a sticking point for them on Tuesday, 0-10 with runners in scoring position. They have one in scoring position here in the first inning. First pitch, a swing and a miss from Yeager. Yeager hit third in the lineup in game one. He went 1-for-4 with the first inning single. Oh, one curveball, strike two. Best pitch of the night so far for Ziegler. Good sign he's gotten ahead of the last two batters, nothing in two. It did not prevent Crooks from getting a hit last time. Ziegler's 0-2 pitch, curveball grounded to third, but foul. You can see it rolling into the bullpen. It has the tarp on the bullpen mound. Chase Beck will get that ball. Trying to keep everything as dry as possible. O2 pitch, a high fastball at 94. Good velocity from Ziegler, who's topped out at 97 this year. Since returning to the rotation in early August, has lived more 91, 92. One, two pitch, foul tip for strike three. Good squeeze by Kevin Parada as Ziegler goes up high with the fastball for his first strikeout of the night. Two gone in the top of the first. That makes the Cardinals now 0-11 in this series with runners in scoring position. Ziegler, though, not out of the woods yet as Leonardo Bernal, good switch-hitting catcher, will stand in. First pitch curveball right in there, or strike one. Bernal 0-3, the walk into strikeout, game one. Curveball waved and missed, strike two. Bottom fell out. Ziegler's three straight batters, 0-2. Starting to pound the strike zone. The pitch home, curveball fouled away. Bernal got just enough to stay alive. Ziegler the 0-2 again. Fastball inside corner for a call third strike, but hold the phone. Bernal has challenged the pitch, and he's out. Ziegler gets the strikeout on the fastball at the inside corner. Cardinals burn a challenge and strand two. Excellent start for Calvin Ziegler, working around a walk and a single. After that free pass, a ton of strikes. Mets off to a good start. Let's see if they can carry it over to the plate when we come back.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
DeAndre Smith coming to the plate for the Mets to lead it off against Tank Hentz, who's been just tremendous for Palm Beach ever since he joined the Cardinals back in mid-May. Hentz's first pitch is a low fastball at 92. Hentz, one of the top pitching prospects in the St. Louis organization. Smith waiting on the 1-0 in the rain. Will send one back foul. Hentz, he's maxed out at four innings this year. His high pitch count is 60. As Smith takes a strike. He has not allowed a run in his last three starts. And one of those was here against the Mets on August 24th, four scoreless innings. 1-2 pitch, and Smith flies this one deep but playable for Rotondo. And makes the catch for out number one. So a well-struck ball by Smith, maybe a hair late. And Kevin Parada will come up. Parada 1-for-5 in the game one with the double. Parada's hit two doubles and a home run in his last two games, and he takes a slider off the plate. Hence a 1.38 ERA this season as Parada pops one out of play for strike one. Only 52 innings in his 16 starts, with just 31 hits and 8 earned runs. 15 walks, 81 strikeouts, a whip of 0.88. Opponent's batting average against 174. Parada hits this one into center towards Scott and makes the catch for out number two. Two up and two down in the bottom of the first. Junior Tillian will hit. I think Junior had one of the biggest at-bats of the night on Tuesday. More on that after this pitch, and it's hit foul. Look out, Gilbert Gomez down the first baseline. Junior turned a called third strike in the eighth inning into a ball on a challenge, and later in that bat hit a double, and that sparked a three-run inning. The Mets won 6-1, so you could look back and say maybe they didn't need that three-run inning, but let me tell you, you never know how those things play out. It was 3-0 going into the bottom of the eighth or ninth, maybe it's a different story. There's a line drive caught at first by Yeager. So all three Mets are retired by Hentz in the first inning. But some good swings by the Mets would not fall. Calvin Ziegler back to work for the top of the second. No score in game two. Cardinals will send Nathan Church to the plate. Church was a defensive substitution in the top of the ninth Tuesday in game one. Did not get an at-bat as this pitch is a ball outside. Again, if you're just tuning in on MILB-TV or the MLB-TV free game of the day, Mets and Cardinals in a best-of-three series. Can you take a guess at who they're affiliated with? This ball is pop foul. And a long run for Estep and Kendall, but that'll land in the picnic area. Mets won game one, 6-1 Tuesday, an upset after Palm Beach really dominated the season series and dominated the Mets in the second half. The Mets played their best game of the season, at least in quite some time, on Tuesday. The Cardinals looked like they were caught flat-footed as this curveball misses low. I'm wondering if Parada was going to turn around and challenge that, but no, he just wants a new baseball. Expect a lot of baseballs changing in and out today as it continues to rain. It's going to rain all game long. Not ideal, but playable as Ziegler misses up high. Well, a couple of contrasting styles in the first inning. Hentz gets three outs in the air, only through nine pitches. Ziegler through 21 pitches. Two strikeouts and a walk in the first. And here's a fly out of play as Kendall gives it a look. That's going to land in the picnic area again. Full count on Church. Nathan Church from Irvine, California. 11th round pick out of UC Irvine in July by St. Louis. Ziegler the payoff pitch, and it's high for ball four. So a leadoff walk. Ziegler's now walked one in each of the first two innings. Michael Curiale will bat next. One of the keys for the Mets on Tuesday, they only walked three, which is good for the Mets. They were averaging almost a walk per inning in the prior series at Fort Myers. As a ground ball, the third, Estep right through the legs. And with the slow ball, here goes the play to third base, and it gets away. Oh, a potential double play. Instead, it's first and third, nobody out. As Estep was caught backpedaling, and then the ball right through his legs. Maybe didn't take the bounce he thought. And with that ball slowing down on the roll in the outfield, Church with a great decision to go to third base. Here's another look. That was a perfect ball for two. So a walk and an error. These are certainly not something the Mets did Tuesday. It looked much sharper than that. So Ziegler with some work to do. Brody Moore is at the plate now. Cardinals looking for their first lead of the series. And Ziegler's pitch is popped up foul for strike one. So I was saying with the walks is the Mets walked three on Tuesday. The first walk was followed by three straight strikeouts. The second walk was followed by another walk, but the next two batters strike out, ground out on a comebacker. So that's why the walks did not hurt on Tuesday. Here we have a walk followed by an error. As this pitch is in the dirt. And it's 2-1 on Moore. Moore batted ninth on Tuesday, went 0-for-4 with two ground outs and two strikeouts. Again, the only Cardinal batting in the same spot in the order from Tuesday, Victor Scott, the leadoff man. So almost wholesale changes for Gary Kendall's team. Here's a throw to first. Checking in on Curiali, who's safe. Curiali, who reached on that error, he did not play in game one. 2-1 pitch, high for ball three. And now some stretching around and moving around in the Mets bullpen as Ziegler falls behind another batter. Three-one pitch, high. Good save by Parada. It's a walk that loads the bases. Walk, error, walk to start the top of the second. A golden opportunity for the Cardinals to jump all over the Mets here in game two. Parada slowly walking out to the mound. Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach, will head out as well. A little surprised there's no activity in the Mets bullpen. Paul Gervais stretching down in the bullpen, but nobody throwing. The leash maybe a little longer than expected for Ziegler. Well, he should have had the double play, but two walks in the inning. That's an issue as well. It's a long mound visit. Finally broken up by the home plate umpire, Trey Ward. Jeremy Rivas will come to the plate. Mets defense will play back. They'll be hopeful for a double play ball. First pitch, a strike on the corner. And right now the Mets bullpen is springing into action, removing the tarp from the bullpen mound, and Paul Gervais will get busy throwing. Bouncing ball, good stop by Parada. He has saved at least three wild pitches since Church got to third base. Rivas, 0-for-4, three strikeouts on Tuesday. So he's got a big chance to atone for that performance at the plate. 1-1 pitch, and that ball is fouled back this way. Almost into the booth. Duck out of the way. That's two up here on the press level. Poor cameraman Josh almost had one take him out. That was heading into this booth. 1-2 on Rivas. Ziegler's pitch strikes him out. It's a challenge fastball, and Rivas can't catch up. A huge first out for Calvin Ziegler. The bases remain loaded, and Rivas can't get a run in. Back to the top, and Victor Scott flew out to center field in the first. The leadoff hitter, left-handed here, a tough guy to double up as he fouls this one away for strike one. Scott, after being assigned to Palm Beach, ended up hitting .222 in 31 games. Four doubles, four triples, and two homers. ...0-1 pitch. Mets think he went. On appeal, he did not. Warren Eubanks at third base said he held this swing. There's Church, got to third base on an error after reaching on a walk and made his way to third on an error. 1-1 pitch, and that one's fouled away deep left side. Kendall will give it a look, but another ball for the picnic area. So Ziegler's got two strikes on Scott. Would love another strikeout. He has three. Curveball missed inside. Ooh, thought Parada might ask for the challenge. He does not. Scott crowding up on the plate. Waits on to 2-2. High ball three. Well, nowhere to put him, so Ziegler has to make his best pitch next. Already walked three, including two this inning. Payoff pitch. Fly ball, deep right center field. Murphy on the run, dives, and it's off of his glove. One run is in, two runs are in. Moore being stopped. The throw comes to the plate. It's a two-run double for Scott, just off the glove of Murphy, who somehow almost got it. So a big blow for the Cardinals here in the top of the second, cashing in on the walk and the error. Two in scoring position, still just one out as Scott delivers the first big hit of the series for the Cardinals. Well, off the bat, that looked like a double all the way. The fact that Murphy even got there was impressive. And Robbie Robinson is going to make the change. So Ziegler ran into trouble in the first. Back-to-back strikeouts got him out of it, but just not enough strikes. And the error at third base cost him. So pitching change. Ziegler exits and Gervais comes in. Understand we might have had some audio technical difficulties there. Should be good to go now. Sure you saw the pictures on your screen. Inning with started with the walk, then the big error on what could have been a double play ball out there at third base on E-step. Then Moore drew a walk, then Rivas struck out. And then on a 3-2 count, Victor Scott did this. Also close for Tanner Murphy. Certainly would have been a run-scoring sack fly, but two runs scored on the play, and they held the runner more at third base on the throw home on the cutoff. And that is the hit that knocked Ziegler out of the game. That was caught. They're looking at 1-0 and runners on first and second, two outs. But instead, two in and one out and second and third now as Rotondo takes a strike from Paul Gervais. And Paul Gervais, the big 6'10 righty from LSU, making his postseason debut. He was ready, lingering in the bullpen to close out the game on Tuesday, but Ramon Gomez needed no help as this pitch goes up high. Gervais' pitch is fouled off Parada's mask, strike two. Gervais pitched in seven games out of the Mets bullpen after being assigned to St. Lucie out of the draft from LSU. Got off to a quick start, striking out the side in his first appearance, then kind of scuffled, but in a really good outing at Fort Myers on Saturday. Ending in the third with three strikeouts, actually got his first pro win in that doubleheader game one victory. Working ahead of Rotondo, one and two. And he strikes him out. Rotondo caught looking, will not challenge. Good news for Mets pitching. Now four strikeouts in two innings. The Mets did strike out the Cardinals 12 times on Tuesday. Now this is a big spot in the game as Jimmy Crooks has been Palm Beach's best hitter of the series. The homer late yesterday in a single in inning number one today as this pitch is outside. A hit could double the lead, make it 4-0 Cardinals, an out, and the Mets limit the damage to two. Ground ball foul on the slider at 79. Ball into strike on Crooks. Crooks, fourth round pick out of the University of Oklahoma in July. He's been a good player for the Cardinals, hitting .266 in 23 games, three doubles, two triples, and three homers. And he fouls this one off to the left, and Gervais working ahead one and two. Time called. Gervais, a long look in. A 1-2 home, curveball outside. Gervais nearly falls off the side of the mound. Good stop by Parada. Parada catching back-to-back games for the first time for St. Lucie. And with the off day in between, that'd be the reason why. 2-2 pitch. Fastball away, and it's a full count. Crooks would not chase. Payoff pitch, and it's skied into center. Murphy jogging towards it, and he will make the catch, and the inning is over. All things considering, two walks and an error to open the inning. The Mets hold the Cardinals to two runs, so a good start for Palm Beach. Could have been more for them, could have been worse for the Mets. Long way to go in this one. Chase Eastep digs in for the Mets. Got to try not to do too much after that error in the first inning. He reached base twice on Tuesday. A couple of walks, and Eastep flies this one into center field. And Victor Scott makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Tink Hense has now gotten four outs on 10 pitches. All in the air. It was a good swing by Eastep, but the Mets haven't quite been able to line it up completely against Hense. Carlos Dominguez up next. And he nearly gets hit. You know, the best the Mets did against Tink Hense this year, they didn't do that well in any starts. Nobody did. But back on June 22nd, that's a really a different team than the one the Mets have now, as Hense delivers a strike at the knees. He gave up two runs in 2 2/3 innings. Only one hit, but he hit a batter and walked two. And that was rare for him. So really the Mets didn't do a whole lot except stand there and take what Hense gave them. But he's throwing a lot of strikes tonight. A 1-2 pitch, and Dominguez fouls it away. Catcher Bernal can't quite squeeze it. It's 2-0 Cardinals, one out, nobody on in the bottom of the second. Dominguez takes this breaking ball away. 2-2. Dominguez yesterday, or Tuesday, a long sack fly. This ball nearly hits him. Breaking ball didn't break. That was a bases-loaded sack fly for Dominguez in the eighth. Came on an 0-2 pitch. So, big swing in the game for him. 3-2 pitch from Hense. And it's going to be popped up right side. The second baseman Moore backing up. And the wet grass makes the catch. 5 up, 5 down for Tink Hense. All in the air. And Tanner Murphy will come to the plate. Curveball. Nice hook over for a strike at 79. Murphy, a walk and a hit by pitch, 0 for 2. And game one takes this breaking ball outside. Fastball low at 95, high speed pitch of the night for Hense, and he's fallen behind. Hence just 20 years old from Arkansas. And he gets the swing and a miss on a fastball. He's listed as the number 6 Cardinals prospect. 63rd overall pick in 2020. Highest drafted Arkansas high schooler since Travis Wood, 2005. And he's through two perfect innings. That's his first strikeout. 95 right at the letters. So Hense and the Cardinals answering the Mets in from game one. Cardinals out to the early 2-0 lead. There's Paul Gervais. He'll get the clean inning in the third. I say it all the time, the rain always looks worse than the lights. This is about as light of rain as we've had in hours. Paul Gervais facing R.J. Yeager. Throws one low and away for ball one. So the pitching plan unfolding for the Mets. Ziegler gets the start. Out after some trouble. Gervais comes in, strands two in scoring position with one out. That was huge to keep it just the 2-0 game. So the Mets using one of their best bullpen arms in the biggest spot. Could end up being the biggest spot of the night. As Gervais picks the corner for a strike, it's 2-1. The rain's gotten to a point where most people, or there are a lot of people sitting down below, exposed, no umbrellas. So it's better than it was as this ball is fouled away over the Cardinals' dugout. And almost took out cameraman Ed. Gervais slider down and away, and it's a full count to Yeager. Yeager struck out swinging in the first inning against Ziegler. Three-two pitch. A challenge by Parada. I think this one was low. No! Parada wins. A challenge and a strikeout. My Parada on a heater challenging. So instead of a walk to open the inning, it's a strikeout. And Parada won four challenges as the Mets catcher Tuesday. He wins his first today. That's the third time in this series Parada has challenged a pitch that has gotten strike three. I mean, those are inning changers. Bernal takes the first two four balls. Your score in the other Florida State League playoff game, game two in the West Division Series, Dunedin is up 4-2 at Fort Myers in the top of the sixth. Swing and a miss on the curve. Dunedin won game one 6-4 at home on Tuesday, so Dunedin entering the back half of game two with the chance to close it out in a sweep. 2-1 curve is fouled away. In the second game in that series, both games featured five runs in the first inning. Dunedin jumped up 4-1 in game one yesterday, and Dunedin ended inning number one today up 3-2 on the road. So interesting there. As this ball is pulled into right field, another curveball, Dominguez makes the play. And Bernal is out, and Gervais is now retired. All four batters he's faced tonight. Palm Beach continues to lead 2-0 on the two-run double by Victor Scott that just clanked off the glove of the sliding Tanner Murphy in the second inning. The runners reached base and scored, reached on a walk and an error. This curveball goes high to Nathan Church. Ziegler went an inning and a third. Two hits, two runs, one earned. He walked three and struck out three through 43 pitches and 24 strikes. And with the way he has been pitching since he came back in the rotation in August, that pitching line was right around really his average. So the Mets can't say they were unsurprised by that, as this ball is hit foul. Long run for Kendall. This is going to be a tough play. Estep tries to slide and make the play. Sells out. Can't quite make it. That is a tough play for a third baseman and a left fielder. Ball did not have enough air underneath it for either to make a play. Now that's one in the regular season. You just kind of you jog towards it, make an effort, let it go. But you're not sliding. And everything's amped up in the playoffs. Church in a 2-1 count. Gervais' pitch misses inside. Three balls and a strike. Church reached on the walk in the second and came around to score the first run for Palm Beach. A 3-1 pitch, and he pops it up, the golf-type swing, out to Tillian. That was ball four. Instead, it's out three. All right. Big lift here by Paul Gervais. It's already out of LSU. He's retired all five he's faced. Has settled this game down on the mound for the Mets. We're in the middle of the third. Now can the Mets crack the Tank Hence riddle? They haven't yet this season. Bottom Mets order will bat in the third against Tink Hence. He's retired all six he's faced and appears to be getting stronger. But how longer is he going to go? Can I bring an iPad with him? What's he doing up there? As this pitch is an outside at 95 for ball one. There's Sierta, been one of the Mets' best hitter, maybe their top hitter through and through all season. Swings to this fastball at 94. And game one, he went 1-for-4 with an infield hit. That infield hit sparked the 3-run fifth inning. And he fouls this one straight back at 95, and Hence is just letting it rip right now. About to throw just his 25th pitch. Bear-Sierta drives this one deep right field, but it will twist foul. I didn't quite have the distance to get out, but that was one of the better hit balls of the night by the Mets. You know, at the pace Hence is going, is it going to be the pitch count or the innings that are going to come into play? As the 1-2 comes to Bear-Sierta, and he swings and misses. 96. Fastest pitch of the night for Hence. And the way Hence is going, you know, if his max pitch count is 60, he can get through six innings at this rate. But if it's innings, it's going to be four. Mets need to find a way to get him out of the game. And hoping it's just going to be a four-inning start might be their best bet. They have not touched him. Here's Brad Malm taking strike one at the knees. And then a breaking ball away. Cardinals now sending a couple of players from the dugout to the bullpen. But all is quiet down there. Pitches up high at 96. High 96 again, 3-1. This is the second three-ball count the Mets have gotten to against Hence. And Mom will take a strike, and the count is full. Payoff pitch. Mom hits it hard, but on the ground and right to Curiali. Throw a little bit off, but Jaeger back on the base. Mom retired. That is eight up, eight down to start the game for Hence. Here's Kevin Kendall, rally starter for the Mets Tuesday. Swings this fastball for strike one. And a ball inside. The RBI triple, two outs in the fifth inning. Broke a scoreless tie Tuesday. And he knocks this one out of play. First time Kendall is seeing Hence. 1-2 pitch, he slices it into the stands. Kendall out nearly all season. Broken wrist, hand. Finally activated to game action last week in Fort Myers. So just a quick tune-up for him. The 1-2 pitch, and that one's driven into center field, but Scott has a line on it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Tink Hence, perfect. First time through the lineup. Can't say that's all that unexpected. He has brought it tonight against the Mets. We'll go to the fourth. It is 2-0 Cardinals and a new pitcher coming in for St. Lucie. Joel Diaz is the new Mets pitcher. Let me zoom in on him as he faces Michael Curiali and delivers a fastball high at 93. And Diaz, just 18 years old, top 15 prospect for the Mets, dominated in the Dominican Summer League last year. And here's a fly ball into the right center gap, and that's going to get down and just stick. Kiriali will hustle to second and stop there like a pitching wedge. Tanner Murphy slow to get up in the outfield. And that's what's going to happen tonight with this wet grass in the outfield. And balls like that are just not going to bounce. So Kiriali greets Diaz with the leadoff double. And the second double hit by the Cardinals today. And they had three hits all of game one, or four hits all of game one. They have three hits through the first three innings and one batter into the fourth today. Brody Moore is next. So. Curveball in the dirt, or ball one. So Ziegler gets the start. Big time trouble in the second. Gervais cleans up that inning nicely and then pitches the third and then turns it over to Diaz. So pitching plan further comes into view for the Mets as Diaz figures to be the longer man. But in the playoffs, you can only go so long if you're struggling. 2-0 pitch coming to Moore, and he will take ball three low, and that will be challenged by Parada, and Parada wins it. Well, Parada, 5 out of 6 now in the series challenging. Instead of 3-0, it's 2-1. Well, he has been a savior behind the plate for the Mets. As his curveball is a strike, and it's 2-2. Good slow curve at 75. He has joined the Mets in late May, has been with the team ever since, and has really yet to take off, has flashed as this pitch is swung on and missed. Diaz strikes out Moore. The Mets now have struck out the Cardinals 6 times today and 18 times in the series. So that's an out that does not advance Kiriali to third. And Jeremy Rivas, who has struck out 4 to 5 times in the series, will bat right now in the 9th spot. And he pops one foul out of play. Diaz this year for St. Lucie, 16 games, 10 starts, so he does have relief experience. 3-2 record of a 5.86 ERA. And the talent's in there somewhere, but still learning how to pitch, especially at a level like this against some good players, a lot of players with college experience now. That's what the Florida State League's essentially become deep in the second half. All these draft picks start showing up. Well, Rivas has been around, though, all season for Palm Beach. Diaz the 0-2 pitch, and it's high for a ball. Now, Rivas has played in a team-high 117 games in the regular season. That is everyday players you'll find in this level of baseball. 1-2 curveball, grounded left side. E-step dives, can't get there. Base hit for Rivas, much needed. And Kiriali will scoot down to third. And to make sure it got by E-step before he could go. It's a great job by Kevin Kendall to come screaming in and get that ball as it's slow on the outfield grass. So runners at the corners for the leadoff hitter Victor Scott, who's driven in both runs tonight for Palm Beach with the double. First pitch, a ball high. So the Cardinals have now matched their hit total from game one. And there's ball too high, a changeup, 2-0. Scott, the flyout in the first and the two-run double in the second. Came on a 3-2 pitch. Looked like Ziegler might have a chance for a strikeout. Stop that inning as this pitch is a strike. And it's 2-1. Yeah. strike and a challenge by Scott. And he wins. So instead of 2-2, it's 3-1. The first challenge won by Palm Beach. I had a loss earlier. A 3-1 pitch is nubbed foul. The two teams were good challenging on Tuesday against Warren Eubanks' strike zone, and they're good challenging tonight against Trey Ward. Three, two with one out. Curveball swung on and missed. Diaz strikes out Scott. Keeps that runner at third. Another key strikeout. Mets have now struck out two batters in three of the first four innings. Two in the first, two in the second, two here in the fourth, and Gervais had a strikeout in the third. Racking them up. And now it's Rotondo who has walked and struck out. Diaz, first pitch, a changeup low. He's trying to work around a leadoff double and keep the Mets deficit at 2-0. Cardinals now struck out seven times tonight. Fastball misses just off the plate. A challenge by Parada. It is a loss. Parada can't get that one. So the Mets down to two challenges the rest of the way. Parada's been the only one to challenge. He's 2-for-3. 2-0 pitch is grounded over the bag. That's a fair ball. Estep's going to throw home. The tag. Got him. Wow. And that is the third out. That was a very strange roll. It looked like it was foul, then came back over the base fair. And Estep goes home. That's not a force. I guess he wasn't going to throw to first base, but that is a crazy play. Look at Estep. Really, no hesitation. Close play. Trey Ward calls Kirialy out. The inning is over. A leadoff double is squandered by the Cardinals. Estep saves one there. Strange play, but no runs in the inning. The Mets will bat in the fourth inning against Hentz when we come back. DeAndre Smith will lead off the fourth inning for the Mets. Mets have not had a base runner yet. Three perfect innings for Tink Hentz. Again, the most innings he's pitched this year, four. So if he sticks with that, he's done after this inning. But I think it might be a different story tonight. Only at 38 pitches through his three perfect frames. Smith, a long flyout. First time up, takes this curveball for a strike. It's 1-1. DeAndre both times made it on base on Tuesday in game one. He scored. Key to get him on as he fouls this one back. This is the normal lineup spot, the leadoff spot for Omar De Los Santos with the broken finger. Out for at least this round of the playoffs. Mets managed to do it without him Tuesday. As this ball is shot into left field by Smith for a base hit. And the Mets have their first hit of the game, their first base runner, and it's the leadoff man. Now that's something the Mets really didn't get a lot of in game one. And the leadoff man was retired in the first seven innings by Trent Baker on Tuesday. Now here's Kevin Parada. He was a line out in the first inning. And he thought he asked for time, but now gets back in there and hits this ball foul. So back to that last play to end the top of the fourth. Oh, Curiali broke late from third base. I don't know if he was trying to get out of the way or didn't know if it was fair, but it was not a force play. He could have stayed at third, forced the long throw by Estep to first, and then gone home. And who knows if Estep makes that throw in time. You know, Estep was basically caught, you know, flat-footed over the line. I'm not sure he would have been able to make a throw to first base. So, but that was very well executed by Estep and Parada, whether it was meant to or not, to get Curiali at home. And now Parada takes a fastball up at 91. And just a very strange play to end the inning, but the big takeaway is Curiali on the leadoff double did not score. Joel Diaz, a double and two hits in the inning. No runs. There's a fly into center. Scott tracing back. Makes the catch for out number one. Now Parada has flown out to center twice now. Last time the Palm Beach Cardinals were here at Clover Park in late August, they won 4-5 from the Mets. Their one loss blew a 4-0 lead. Victor Scott losing a routine fly ball like that in center field in the lights, in the twilight, sparked the comeback. And he's made all the catches tonight. Smith chased back to first. All right, here we go. The Cardinals getting the bullpen ready. So maybe this is it for Tink Hens. Four innings. Looks to be the max. Slider away. Tillian lined out softly to first base in the first inning. He's 0-1. Tillian takes this close pitch for ball two. Ball three. This is the third three-ball count the Mets have gotten to. The other two, Hens rallied back to get outs. 3-0 pitch, taken for a strike all the way. Fastball gets over at 92. Now that's a pitch that Tillian might swing at in the regular season. Much more selective here in the playoffs. 3-1 pitch, ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Junior Tillian makes it two hits in the inning. And DeAndre Smith stops at second. And the Mets have something brewing with Chase Estep coming to the plate. Two well-struck balls by Smith and Tillian in the inning. And Giovanni Carrera, the pitching coach for Palm Beach, will make his first trip to the mound tonight. So hence, nine up, nine down. But in the fourth, a single, a flyout, and a single. Second time through the order, that swings, at least for Smith and Tillian, look better. So the tying run is on. The go-ahead run and Estep is at the plate. Estep flew out on the first pitch he saw in the second. Estep only 1 for 12 against Palm Beach in the regular season. And he had a good regular season, as short as it was. A draft pick out of Kentucky. Mound is it over. Estep ready to hit, hence ready to pitch. Pitch outside at 79, not much break. Pitch low at 95. Well, velocity is there again, but 3-0 to Tillian, now 2-0 to Estep. Estep looks at ball three high. It draws a lot of cheers from the Mets dugout. Estep takes a strike all the way, just like Tillian did before him. Only the fourth inning, but some drama here as the Mets try to break through against Hence. First and second, one out, and a hitter's count. Estep attacks and fouls it away, and Hence has worked it full. Big payoff pitch coming from Hence to Estep. Called third strike. A challenge by Estep. He thought he'd draw ball four. He lost. That is a big swing as the Mets not only make out number two, but now lose a challenge and have one left the rest of the game. From 3-0 to a called third strike, that was huge by Hence. Smith trying to steal, throw to third base, late, off the bag and out is Smith. He slid on the slick bag and went right off of it. And the Mets miss out on a scoring chance here in the inning. Robbie Robinson's going to argue this. He thought that maybe Smith got back on or called the quick timeout. The umpire's going to get together, but right at third base, Warren Eubanks makes the call. And he's shocked if this one is overturned. Well, he had it stolen, but then he slid too far. And he was right on. Oh, I don't know. Did he? Yeah, he confirmed the out. I thought he might have slipped back in there. And he might have. With no review for the umpires, the call was the call. So the Mets, that's their best scoring chance of the night by far. First and second, no outs. 3-0 count on Estep, a strikeout, and then a caught stealing. And Hence winds up throwing four shutout innings for the fourth straight start. Robbie Robinson not happy. The Mets back to the field for the top of the fifth, and we return. Jimmy Crooks will lead off the fifth inning for Palm Beach, which leads St. Lucie 2-0 in game two. The only score of the game, Victor Scott, a two-run double in the second. Crooks not a part of that. Checks his swing and then takes ball two. So Diaz pitched around a leadoff double and then a single last inning, did not give up a run. It's really been a story about missed opportunities for Palm Beach, and no opportunities. For the Mets as this ball misses outside and Diaz has fallen behind 3-0. And then comes back with a strike. So the Mets, call it what it is, they're not nearly as sharp tonight as they were on Tuesday, but it's hard to replicate what they did Tuesday back-to-back games. And they're still right in this as Diaz gets a swing and a miss on the changeup. And time is called by the batter, Crooks. You get one time per at-bat as the hitter. 3-2, swing and a miss on the changeup again. Crooks goes down swinging, and the Mets have struck out eight. R.J. Yeager struck out twice. Once against, and now he slams this ball deep left field. Kendall on the run, jumps up over his head. It'll be a double for Yeager. So Kendall, new to the outfield, can't quite line it up. And the Cardinals have their third double of the day. And tough to tell against that white backdrop of that all smiles banner. Kendall had ranged up high to get it. He had a tough play in center field on Sunday in Fort Myers. Tuesday made a very nice catch down at Roger Dean. Can't quite make this one. Well, Bernal is up. He's 0 for 2. And he takes this changeup outside. Yeah, Mets tonight, they made an error. A couple of walks stung Ziegler. And also have lost two challenges before the middle of the game. But hanging in there, down 2-0 as this pitch is swung on and missed. Cardinals 0 for 10 runners in scoring position on Tuesday. They are 2 for 10 tonight, so they have certainly had opportunities and have not cashed in except for that Scott two-run double, and even that was just off the glove as this ball is fouled away. So there's a couple of different ways you can look at it. As from the Cardinals standpoint, from the Mets standpoint, for the Cardinals, you're like, we will break through. Too many opportunities, we're going to break through. If you're the Mets, you keep riding with that stat. And as this pitch is swung on and missed, the changeup strikes out Bernal. He'll make that 2 for 11 tonight with runners in scoring position. As this inning has been heavy on the changeup for Diaz. We'll bring up Nathan Church. 9 strikeouts for the three Mets pitchers. That was Diaz's fourth. And this fastball a little up to Church. Even borderline pitches like that, Mets pitcher and Parada going to have to let it go as this one goes down and away, and that's going to get away from Parada. Yeager goes to third on a wild pitch. And Parada has saved a few today, but could not glove that. And now mound visit just between Diaz and Parada. 2-0 on Church. Big runner at third base. Parada and Diaz want to be on the same page as this fastball hits the outside corner at 93. Two one pitch is line to left. That ball is going to get down foul. Heads up in the bullpen. And they duck for cover. Diaz has come back to make this a 2-2 count. This ball going to the same spot, actually over the net. Picnic table has been worn out over there. Score update from the other game in the league. Dunedin a 5-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth. And they are six outs away from winning the West. It's much more clouded in the East at the moment. Mets lead the series 1-0, but Palm Beach leads game two, 2-0. 2-2 pitch, and that one's rocked right to the glove of Tillian. What a snag by Junior Tillian to take away a hit and a run. And the Cardinals have had tons of chances today to have much more than a 2-0 lead. The Mets have towed the line. Diaz, two innings in a row, stranding runners in scoring position. Look at this play by Tillian on the rocket by Church off the bat. Right into the pie slice, legal after the pitch was delivered. And that'll do it for the top of the fifth. We've reached the halfway point. Cardinals lead 2-0. And there's a new pitcher on the mound for the Redbirds, and we return. There's a look at Roy Garcia, the new pitcher for Palm Beach, one of their better pitchers. They rolled him out there on Tuesday, but just to get the last out of the eighth. So he should be fresh enough as Dominguez grounds one to third. Good snag by Kiriali. The off-balance throw beats Dominguez by a stride. And Dominguez, first pitch swinging, is a ground out. So Tink Hentz did his thing. Thought he might. The track record said he would. Four scoreless innings, two hits, no walks, three strikeouts. A couple of gifts there in that fourth inning. He fell behind Chase Estep 3-0, rallied for the strikeout, and then the caught stealing of Smith, who had third base stolen, but overslid the bag, and when he got back on, the umpire called him out. And that was Tink Hentz's last out. Here's a line drive out of the reach of Rivas, a base hit for Tanner Murphy. And the Mets' bats now starting to come to life as Murphy is the third Met hitter to single in the last six batters. And that'll bring up Bear Sierta, who struck out in the third. And Garcia made 28 relief appearances and one spot start for Palm Beach in the regular season. 4-6 with the 5.66 ERA. Did lead the team with eight saves. And Bear Sierta grounds one to short, double play ball. Rivas steps on second, throws to first, and Bear Sierta is out by 25 feet. So Roy Garcia, a quick bottom of the fifth. And the second double play hit into by Bear Sierra in the series. Palm Beach will take its 2-0 lead to the sixth inning. It has stopped raining. It has actually stopped raining for a couple of innings now. The weather improved vastly right around the third inning. No rain at the moment, nothing on the radar. So the decision to wait as long as we can, then play the game as opposed to trying to play two tomorrow, was a good one by all parties involved. As Curiali leads off the sixth, taking a ball and then another. Joel Diaz has fallen behind quite a few hitters. But two scoreless innings. Curiali hits one deep left field. That ball to the corner and foul. Didn't have the distance, but close. And Curiali, the long foul, will head back to the plate. Cardinals loaded the bases on a walk, error, and another walk in the second inning against Ziegler. And after a strikeout, Victor Scott hit a 3-2 pitch deep to right center off the glove of Tanner Murphy for a two-run double, and that is it. And the Cardinals 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Definitely chances to expand the lead. Mets chances few and far between. They do have three hits in the last two innings. As Diaz walks the leadoff man. Curiali down to first. And that's fourth walk of the night. First three belong to Ziegler. And Brody Moore will hit. Moore a walk and a strikeout. Diaz will throw over to first. And Curiali is back in safely. The Brooklyn Cyclones trying to win their playoff series in the South Atlantic League North tonight, but they are down 6-1 on the road to Aberdeen in the bottom of the seventh. So two Mets teams, St. Lucie and Brooklyn, a chance to advance to championship series with wins today. And Brooklyn has a lot of work to do to avoid a game three, and so do the Mets. 1-0 Moore. Diaz throws one that's hit out to right field. Dominguez on the move. Reaches up, makes the catch. Curiali has to retreat to first. Nice running catch by Dominguez. One down. Dom Hamill got the start for Brooklyn. He had been electric in Brooklyn. He did not give up a run his last two starts. Spanned 14 innings. Today, five hits and five runs in four innings he walked for. It's like a Dom Hamill line from early in St. Lucie. Once he stopped walking batters in St. Lucie and Brooklyn, he was great. And fought it tonight. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded foul. Now Curiali will go back to first. And then something funny about that Brooklyn-Aberdeen game, two umpires in that game started the year in this league. Umpires get promoted too. One pitch, a strike, and if apparently they were pretty good to get a playoff assignment. Christian Argueza and Denver Dangerfields. 0-2 on Rivas, who has struck out and singled from the nine spot. Diaz, the 0-2 pitch is up high, fastball at 93. Rivas swings and misses at the changeup and strikes out. Cardinals have now struck out 10 times, 5 times against Diaz. Rivas, boy, tough series. 5 strikeouts and 7 at-bats. Back to the top, and Scott, 1-for-3 with the 2-run double, the difference in the game right now. Curiali started the inning with a leadoff walk. He's still on first. Tried to steal the last at-bat, but could not on the foul ball. Pitches up high to Diaz, from Diaz. Mets going to get activity going in the bullpen again. Maybe Felipe De La Cruz, the lefty. Diaz trying to give the Mets 3 scoreless in relief. Curveball must have been up. 2 balls, no strikes. Fastball is fouled back. Mercuriale trying to run again. He's picking the wrong pitches to do it on. He's running. The pitch is low. Parada can't quite grab the ball. A stolen base from Curiali, uncontested. Was one part of the game the Mets struggled in early yesterday. A couple of easy stolen bases, Palm Beach in the first 2 innings. Didn't, of course, matter. 3-1 pitch to Scott with a runner in scoring position. Dangerous pitch coming here from Diaz. And he fouls it away for a full count. The changeup again. That has definitely been the pitch of favor for Diaz. He's and very heavy on fastball curveballs this year, but that change, something about it tonight, has made it his best pitch. Let me break it out again. A 3-2, curveball, strike 3. He dispatches of Scott, who just asked for a challenge, so we wait. It's a strike, so the Cardinals lose a challenge. Both teams down to 1. So, leadoff walk does not come back to bite Diaz. He was runners on in all 3 innings, but no runners came across the plate. Roy Garcia back for more in the bottom of the 6th. 2-0 Palm Beach. Mets will send Brad Malm, Kevin Kendall, and DeAndre Smith to the plate in the sixth. Roy Garcia, a four-pitch inning in the fifth. Ground out, a single, and a double play ball. Now here's Malm, who's 0-for-1. First pitch rides inside for ball one. Roy Garcia, this is a good spot for him, for the Cardinals to use him in, as Malm fouls one away. He faced the Mets five times out of the bullpen for Palm Beach this year, and he won three of those games, got the victory. It's very strange as a reliever, make five appearances against a team and go 3-0. And he is in line for the win in this game, because hence the starter only went the first four. So he is the pitcher of record in a positive way. Malm hits one foul, and that'll even the count 2-2. You know, the Mets, I wouldn't say this is on plan, but they have to feel like they are in an okay position here. I think they knew it was going to be tough sledding against Hentz. He's out of the game. The Mets are losing the game, but only by a couple of runs. And it's going to be a five-inning game, at least for the Palm Beach bullpen, as this curveball is away for a full count. So this is not the best-case scenario for the Mets, but it's not far off. 3-2 pitch. Malm lines this one just foul. I'll scatter him in the bullpen. And not the ideal second inning for the Mets, but if you told the Mets they're only going to be down two, as time is called, that ball, as you see, did not quite make it to the fans. Down two, with the starting pitcher out of the game in the fifth inning. Three-two pitch coming from Garcia, and it's fouled away, and Malm might have just chased ball four, and protecting the plate maybe too much. Well, you feel this is a very important pitch coming up with Kevin Kendall, who's been good at the plate, and DeAndre Smith, who's been good as well, to follow. On the 3-2, and whoa, Malm will take ball four, and the Mets have the leadoff man on. Kevin Kendall got the party started game one with the triple. Will hit just before the top of the lineup. Essentially serving as a second leadoff man down there. And it's not a situation where their Mets put their lightest hitter ninth. Kendall takes ball one high. And also, Kendall, he's not a big guy, so the strike zone for him is smaller, and Garcia's having trouble throwing strikes. This ball is fouled away. 2-0 Cardinals. Leadoff man on, nobody out, bottom of the sixth. Kendall takes a strike on the corner. 1-2. The Mets have all three challenges left. That's one Kendall might think about. Down to one, let it go. 1-2 breaking ball. That one nearly hit Kendall on the foot. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Kendall spoils one foul. Score update from Fort Myers. The Mighty Muscles have broken through. They've put up five runs in the bottom of the eighth. They have shocked the Blue Jays to take a 7-5 lead. The three outs to go in the top of the ninth to force game three. And Dunedin maybe counting down outs. Six outs to go to the finals with the three-run lead. They've coughed it up in the eighth inning. Yanni Cabaco, a grand slam with two outs. Line drive, base hit into the gap in left center. It will get by And now it's going to go to the cutoff man. Good job by Church, but it's a huge double for Kevin Kendall. And now he is in scoring position as the tying run. And DeAndre Smith will come to the plate with nobody out. Mets looking for a hit to tie the game. Malm a walk, Kendall a double. That ball, if it's not so wet in the outfield grass, might have gone to the wall for a run scoring. And there's a pitch that gets away. It crosses up Bernal. Malm scores. Kendall down to third, and the Mets have the tying run 90 feet away. Right, Bernal, he's going out to talk to the pitcher. That had to be a cross-up, right? Pitcher wasn't in the dirt or anything. And the Cardinals in trouble now. And the Mets poised. Yeah, those two not on the same page, clearly. Infield in for Palm Beach. Smith digs in for the 1-0 count. And he hits one a mile foul, or strike one. Breaking ball down and away. Curve no good from Garcia. Looking in the Cardinals bullpen, nobody warming up, but almost every reliever standing up and watching, just like down in the Mets bullpen. Pitch in the dirt. Gets away, but not far enough. It barely left the circle. And Kendall, with nobody out, not going to test the waters. It's 3-1 on Smith. Couple of shaky pitches here from Garcia after that long foul. Three-one pitch, and it's fouled off. Hacked right at the plate. The changeup at 85. Malm started the inning with a walk. Kendall doubled. Then the pass ball. The score, Malm. And move Kendall to third. Mets trailing 2-1. Nobody out. 3-2 coming to Smith. And he takes it for ball four in the dirt. Other batter's box. Bernal saved a couple of wild pitches that would have tied the game. But now the go-ahead run is on base. And Kevin Parada, the Mets' top draft pick this summer, 11th overall, will come to the plate. Looking to tie it up. Gio Carrera, pitching coach for Palm Beach, making a slow walk to the mound for a visit as the Cardinals quickly try to get Marrero, the lefty, ready in the bullpen. Because the lefty on deck is Estep. Correction, that looks like Alfredo Ruiz. Whoever it is, yes, it's Ruiz. All right, what an inning. And simultaneously, while Keoni Cavaco is hitting a grand slam to lift the home team in the West, the Mets trying to tie this one at home in the East. Mound visit is over, and Parada is up. Parada's flown out to center deep twice. Well, that would do it. The Cardinals hopeful for a double play ball. Well, they're playing for one, but that would surrender the lead. Nobody out in the infield. Yeah, it's back. It was in with Smith at the plate. Well, they back up with Parada up. And Parada will foul one down to third. So interesting choices for the Cardinals. They'll gladly take a double play ball to give up the lead. And they do not want to see the Mets take the lead. This ball kicks away. It moves Smith up to second. But because it was still around the home plate circle, Kendall stays at third. That, though, is a wild pitch. So Bernal, he's somehow just saving these misfires from Garcia to keep the lead. But now, with nobody out, the Mets have the go-ahead run in scoring position. Parada takes one inside, 2-1. Now, since joining the team, Parada has shown one of the best eyes. As a catcher, you'd almost expect that. Close pitch, he does not bite. Two-one pitch to the backstop. Kendall's coming in. He will score to tie the game. And now the go-ahead run is 90 feet away. Bernal has saved so many, but he could not get this one. And Garcia, the wheels have totally fallen off here in the sixth inning. Two walks, two wild pitches, and a pass ball. Just two innings after the electric Tink Hens is out of there. Infield is in now. Parada at the plate with a 3-1 count. Golden opportunity for the Mets to take the lead. And Parada hits one off the glove of Curiali. It trickles away. Smith will score, and the Mets are in front. Oh, Curiali had it in his mitt. Hit so hard, popped right out. And it will be an RBI single for Parada. 3-2 Mets. What an inning. And that'll do it for Garcia. A four-pitch inning in the fifth for Garcia. He has not gotten out here in the sixth. Two walks, a double, a single, two wild pitches, a pass ball, three runs. And now the Mets will look to try to extend. There's a look at Alfredo Ruiz, the new pitcher for Palm Beach. He inherits a runner on first and nobody out. So for the Mets, like I said earlier in this inning, they survived Tink Hens. They didn't score against him, but Palm Beach could only get a 2-0 lead. They're going 2-12 with 2-13 with runners in scoring position. And the Mets get to the underneath belly of the bullpen in Garcia, pitching for the second time in 3 days. And now a wild pitch. And that one almost goes into the Mets dugout. Oh, man. So Parada's up to second base on the first pitch from Ruiz. You got Tillian at the plate, and then the lefty Estep next. I'm sure in a perfect world, Gary Kendall would have liked to bring in Ruiz to face Estep first, but he could not let Garcia continue. Fly ball, falling fast, tough play. That's going to be caught. And now a chance to double off Parada. He's out. Boy, Rotondo makes the catch. Parada thought it was going to land. And the throw to second for the double play. And that will quiet the inning for the Mets. That's a huge fourth run in this inning out there at second. But Parada thought that ball would fall. And for a moment, it looked like it would. But Rotondo keeps his feet, makes the catch. And the double play ball as Tillian pops out and Parada's doubled off. And now Estep is up with two outs and nobody on. And this pitch is a strike. And that was badly needed by the Cardinals. They needed